What the Flock. Written by Winter of Our Discontent. Read by Tipsy Kitty. Fandom, our flag means death. Don't come in here, Steed called out in alarm. Ed froze, his hand inches from the door. Mentally, he ran through the last 24 hours, trying to recall if there was any reason Steed would be trying to ban him from their bedroom. Dick fuck. They weren't fighting, were they? Steed could be a bit fussy when he was upset about something, and they were still working out some of the finer points of co-innkeeping, but Ed would know if they were fighting, right? He'd have noticed something was off. But no, the only thing that had happened over the last few days that was remotely memorable, at least as far as Ed was concerned, had been a very relaxed breakfast in bed just that morning, in which all sorts of things had been eaten, only some of which were technically food items, and a good time was had by all. Well, he'd certainly thought so, anyway. And then Ed had gone fishing, and Steed had stayed behind at the inn to something about zhuzhing, whatever the fuck that was, but apparently it was very important to the whole vibe of their inn, and now Ed was being told not to go into their bedroom. What the fuck?
Everything okay, mate?
Ed asked, loud enough to carry clearly through the door.
Caught some nice fishies for lunch,
he added, coaxing. Everything is completely fine, Steed replied, in a nervous, high-pitched voice less convincing than Callisto's birthday. And I'm not hungry. Just need to be alone for a bit. I might have a headache coming on. A contagious one. Best not to risk it. Okay, now Ed was definitely worried. That wasn't Steed's, well, if you don't know why I'm upset, I'm certainly not going to tell you, voice, which was deeper and had this little wobble at the end. This sounded much more like the time Steed had had what he'd later described as possibly a teensy bit of a meltdown, over not being able to get a stain out of the sheets.
Steed, I'm coming in.
Don't bother trying. I've locked the door.
No, you haven't.
Yes, I have.
Haven't, Ed insisted.
Have,
Steed insisted right back. Ed sighed and pushed gently on the door, which swung, a tiny portion of his brain noticed with pride, smoothly open on the hinges he'd just attached on Tuesday.
Come off it, love. We haven't even installed the doorknob yet.
The bedroom looked pretty much the same as it had looked when he'd left that morning, except that Steed wasn't in it, which, under the circumstances, was weird enough that Ed did not immediately notice the unfamiliar bird-shaped object, occupied as he was with looking around for a Steed-shaped object. A seagull perched on one of the pillows, looking at him with knowing eyes, which, considering those little feathered fuckers already looked like they knew too much, seriously, where do they get off staring at you with those beady little eyes like they could see into your soul? And then they steal your fucking chips. It was very knowing indeed.
Buttons?
Ed asked.
That you? Where's Steed?
Yes, about that, the seagull said.
In Steed's voice. Ed dropped the fish. The end.